Hey everyone, what's up? This is Nina Perez. How are you? I want to welcome you again to another episode. Can you believe Chris still has me on here? He does. He still has me on here. I have another episode here on Winject Radio presented by Winject Studios. And I'm Nina Perez from Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. I'm so glad you're here with me again on a Monday. I love freaking Mondays. So I appreciate so much spending this time that I get to have this opportunity, right? To be on Winject TV, which is like, I love Winject, everything Winject. So go ahead and make sure that you click subscription below. Make sure you crush that like button for me. I'm going to be here every Monday until Chris says I've had enough of you. So make sure that you could leave me some comments and show some love so he could be like, okay, we'll keep her on for a little while. All right. So I want to really make sure that I connect with you guys. So I really, really, really want you to text me. It's free to text. Text me. It's 1-843-396-2104. And I want to have that communication with you. This is a great way for me and you to connect. So please go ahead and comment Nina on that text and then leave me whatever message you want and I will get back to you. Okay. So go ahead and do that. 1-843-396-2104. Please don't forget to subscribe and smash that like button because the more that you guys do this for us, the more we can grow this amazing community. Now, if you don't know too much about Winject, welcome. And why don't you go on to winject.com/join and check out everything going on there. I was just on there last night, checking out all the behind the scenes stuff, all this great like episodes that have not been aired yet and episodes that are just exclusive for the Winject community. So it was so fun watching all of these amazing behind the scene people back there having these real authentic conversations. I'm not going to tell you who was back there because you need to join to find out. All right. So podcasters, if you want to be connected to your peeps and your community in a bigger way, go ahead and join Winject. And if you are somebody who just consumes a lot of podcasting, go on there and check it out. You'll be really, really pleased that you did. We're going to be coming out with an app and we're doing like all of this amazing stuff. And Winject is really unbelievably growing. Chris, thank you for all the behind the scene work and everything that you put back there and everybody who is helping you with all of that, because that is not a small feat. And I'm really excited about what's happening. So I wanted to talk to you guys about something that I deal with a lot of women, which is amazing, right? I love women. I'm a woman. I love women. And I have been talking in a very deep way with a lot of women who I coach and who I'm with, and they are dealing with a lot of self-resilience, self-confidence issues. And so I thought that would be something that I can give you as a gift today, as a tool for you to kind of see how you can develop your self-confidence and your resilience to things. I think one of the things that I have been, you know, talking to them about, and sometimes I go through myself, right, is asking myself, do I belong here? Am I in the right place? How did I get here? Can I get there? Can I get from here to there? Do I have what it takes? You know, sometimes we have those moments, right? Those little moments of motivation where we're like, yes, I could do anything. And then life kind of comes and hits you a little bit and throws some curveballs your way. And then it becomes more like, can I do this? Right. And so motivation is good for momentary things. Motivation is good for like moments in your life where you need to get to the next place, but it's going to be your self-resilience that's going to get you there. It's going to be that self-confidence that's going to get you there, right? Because when life comes and throws these things your way, it causes a bunch of different feelings, right? So in life, you're going to have these emotions that go up with exhilaration and joy and it's fantastic and everything's great and blah, blah, blah. And then at the same moment, you'll go through sadness and fear and, those woe is me moments and the fact that you don't think you can, right? So life will do that to you. And so no matter how much you try to be perfect, no matter how much you try to do things right, no matter how much I've tried to be a perfectionist in my own life, right? I can't be in control about what others value or don't value, what others think or don't think, what others say out of their mouths, but then act differently, right? I can't be in control of that. And so sometimes when people do things or situations in your life come and knock you down, that's where that motivation can kind of get squashed. But if you have some self-resilience and some self-confidence and know who you are, that stuff helps you pull forward, right? So no matter how much of a perfectionist I am, good morning, it doesn't mean that I'm going to be able to control all of the situations around me, right? And I realized that I'm going to have to strive. It's going to have to be me. It's going to have to be me. It's going to have to be me that strives every day. It's going to have to be you that strives for you every day. It's only you that can depend on yourself, even though you can depend on family. I'm not saying that family is not important, or a support system or a mentor or a coach. I'm not saying that those things are not important. What I'm saying is at the end of the day, you're going to have to really, really rely on you. You're going to have to depend on you, on your integrity, on your work ethic, right? On your skills, on your know-how to do things. And when you can get to that place, right? When you can get to that place, you realize that there are things you can control and things that you cannot control, right? Now, I'm fortunate. I have a very amazing husband and a beautiful supportive family, but even they cannot do this journey for me. Life is going to require you and me to be resilient, to be self-reliant, and to do this ourselves. We only have one life. How are you going to use it? What are you going to do about it, right? Life is not going to take it easy on you. Life is not going to take it easy on you. It is going to provide you challenges. It does to everyone. Now, some other people's challenges might be bigger than yours, might be smaller than yours, but they're challenges nonetheless. And to me, being self-reliant, being self-sufficient means that I can stand alone and do what it is I need to do my own way and plot my own direction on where it is I want to go. I've been through too much shit in my life to not be able to be reliant on myself. Now, when things don't go the way I planned, right? The way I thought, the way I wrote it down, the way I had it imagined, I start questioning my skills. I start questioning my knowledge. I start questioning my confidence. What do you do in those times though? They suck. Those times when you're sitting alone, those times when you are by yourself, right? And those times where not everything's going the right way. Like you started that business, it's not going the way you wanted. You started that relationship, that person's not acting the way you thought they should. You raised your kids, they're not doing the things you told them to do and you taught them to do. What the freak do you do? Right? You're working for someone and they're not the people you thought they were, or they don't have the missions that you have in your life. What do you do? For me, the way I try to check myself before I wreck myself, right? I pause. I literally pause and I say, okay, Nina, yes, I talk myself in the third person at times. Nina, you have been through so much in your life. Do you really think you can't make it through this? Do you really think that? Now, you've been through so much. Do you really think that all this work that you have been doing, the way you're pouring into other people, the way you are affecting other people's lives, do you think it's for nothing? Do you think it's for nothing? And I want you guys to ask yourself that too. All the work, the sweat, the tears, the blood that you have poured into something, do you think it's for nothing? You have to ask yourself that and you have to answer that. I don't think it's for nothing. I think that I got this. I got this. And even though sometimes I feel like I can't, I know I can do anything I can really put my mind to. It doesn't always feel that way. It sometimes feels like crap. But you can do what you put your mind to, and that's the whole place it starts, right? Now, one thing is thinking about something. Another thing is actually doing something. A lot of us love to consume a lot of information but don't do nothing, right? And then we're sitting there boo-hooing. And I think it's just our brain automatically says, well, if we get all the information we need, we don't got to do the work. But that's not true. You can do anything you put your mind to. You have to do the work. It doesn't always feel like you can do it, but I promise you that you can. And I need to keep my eyes forward. I want you to keep your eyes forward to whatever it is your goal is. Mine is to impact lives. And I love it when I have people stop me somewhere and tell me, you're Nina, right? Yes. You know what? Your voice told me I have a voice. I was just told that and it blew me away. I couldn't believe that. But they have to do the work, right? All I'm doing is sharing information. I will promise you, I'm going to promise you something. Fear is going to come. Your motivation's going to leave because motivation is fleeing, right? Your confidence is going to come. Your confidence is going to go, okay? But your resilience and your self-reliancy, you will always have something to lean on if you develop those things in your life, right? And so when I have those moments where I don't think I can, where I don't think I'm not good enough, where I don't think I can't do this, I try to remember who I am, who I am. And I need you to remember who you are. When you have gone through a lot of crap in your life, take a note of it. Write it down. Write your thoughts down. Write a journal. I don't care how you do it. Take a note of it. You've been through something. It's those moments that gives you evidence of who you are. It's those moments that gives you evidence of who you are, right? And when I look at those notes and when I look at those things, I realize, wow, I've been through so much. I'm going to be okay. Well, Nina, how could you say you're going to be okay? Because when I look at what I've been through and I'm okay right now, that means I can be okay even through this. Even through this. You're going to be okay. Because you've already been through enough that shows you the evidence that you are going to be okay. Things are hard. A lot of people get discouraged and things come against you. But rely on your self-resilience. Rely on that. Rely on the things that you have been through that has shown you that you have overcome, that you can overcome things in your life. I encourage you to take stock of you. Take stock of you. What have you been through? I'm sure it's a lot. Write it down. My self-sufficiency, my strength, my ups, my downs, my up and down in my confidence, my up and down in my self-preservation and power, whatever. All of that is a culmination of who you are and your resiliency. All right? I believe that it is right for you to take stock of these things and know that even in this situation that you're in, you may not get it all right. You may get some things wrong. You may F this up. And that's okay because you're going to be okay. You're going to be okay. Determine what you want to do. Determine where you want to go and make it happen. It doesn't have to be what everybody else is doing, right? When I encounter this rough patch in my life and I give myself time to consider the options, I then acknowledge how I'm feeling. I acknowledge what things are. I acknowledge where I can and cannot go and how I can and cannot perceive these things. You can do whatever you put your mind to, whatever that is. It doesn't have to be what somebody else's is. Comparison is the thief of joy. And it will also steal and crush your self-confidence. It will. Because while you're thinking, oh, wow, wait, I got this. My life is this. This is what I know. This is my knowledge. This is my know-how. But then something comes and you're comparing yourself. You start to lose that place of confidence and all that within you. But I want you to rely on the evidence of what you've been through and what you've overcome to be here today, where you are right now, where you are right now. And that's like something I really wanted to talk to you about because I think we don't take enough pauses. I know, you know, I was talking to Chris Ross If you guys didn't watch the interview, I really highly recommend that you do. And he was saying that, you know, he pauses in the morning. He does not infect his brain with a lot of social media and a lot of crap. He actually takes time, palms in the air, takes time to sit and reflect and pray or whatever it is he likes to do to gather himself in the morning, right? So when you're going through something and you feel like you can't do this, I don't know if I can, go through all of that, stop yourself. Pause. You know, just ask yourself, you know, how do I handle the situation? How do I get through this? Who do I want to be at the end of this situation? Who do I want to be at the end of this situation, whatever you're afraid of, whether it's moving a new job, whether it's building your career, whether it's starting a family, whether it's being in a relationship, whatever it is, who do you want to be when the trials come, when the troubles come, when that situation is over? Because situations don't last forever. Everything has an end date. Everything has an end date. Good times have an end date. Bad times have an end date. That's the beauty of life. Because if we were in bad times for centuries, we wouldn't survive. If we were in good times for centuries, we would be oblivious. So it is good that we have both, right? But you have to pause and ask yourself, who do I want to be at the end of this? And what is the outcome? What is the positive outcome of this that I want to be? What is the positive outcome that I want to take out of this, right? Ultimately, I know I will prevail. I will, one way or another. I will prevail because I have self-reliance. I have confidence. And all of those things come and hold me when I don't feel like I can, right? So sometimes being self-reliant, it just means knowing, you know, that you can depend on you. And it also doesn't mean that you can't depend on others. I want to make sure that I touch on that. It also means knowing when you have to go to someone else, knowing when you need help from someone else. Self-reliance means that you know who you are enough to know that you need help in these areas. We all try to do it ourselves sometimes, and then we're wondering why we're not going far. Because you can go further with people around you who love you and want to see you thrive and succeed. So knowing that is also a sign that you are self-reliant, that you know who you are, right? You learn more, I think. You learn more, not just from your experiences, but your experiences, when you listen and learn from experiences of others who have a little bit more knowledge than you do in an area, right? So you need to know that you don't know everything, and that's okay too. Because what happens is when you think you know it all, or when you think you should know it all, because that happens all the time. Well, I should know this. I mean, I'm a this coach. I'm a that person. I'm a this. I own this business. Shouldn't I know it all? No. The answer is no. And when you think you're supposed to know it all and then you don't, or something happens, your self-confidence starts to dwindle. So just know that you don't know it all, right? And acknowledge that you may need help from somebody, and it might be worth pursuing something from someone that'll help you, right? To my knowledge, then my knowledge and my wisdom will grow. My self-reliance, my self-esteem, my self-confidence, that will grow. It'll grow even more because I realized that I did need the help, assistance, thought process of something of someone else, right? So do yourself a favor. Give yourself grace. Give yourself grace. You're not going to always get it right. You're going to say things that you shouldn't have said. You're going to do things that you shouldn't have done. And that is okay. You just need to know that that is what's going on, right? So stop holding yourself to impossible standards. Because when you keep holding yourself to these high and impossible standards, and then they don't happen, all you're doing is working in this cycle of beating yourself up. Here's my goal. It's huge, and it's growing, and it's big, and I can't even touch it. What does that say, Dom? That's something I had to learn this year. Slapped me hard, honestly, but for the better, obviously. Yes, growth. Hashtag growth. For real. Yeah. Do yourself a favor. Know that you need other people, but also give yourself grace and time to grow. Not everything has to be done in 90 days, 30 days, 60 days to be a millionaire. So tired of that. Just stop holding yourself to impossible standards. Hold yourself to high standards, but not impossible standards. All right. Stop trying to control everything too. When I was writing this, I knew this was completely for me. But stop trying to control your environment. Stop trying to control everybody around you, what they say, what they do, how they act, what they value, what they don't value, what they're doing in their life, what they're not doing. Just freaking stop. Just stop trying to control your environment and the people. It is so wasteful of your time. Okay. And remember, like I said before, comparison is literally the thief of joy and self-confidence. It will steal your joy and self-confidence when you compare yourself to someone else. And believe me, they're comparing themselves to someone else because we all do it. But stop doing it and stop doing it to your detriment. Okay. Today, my capacity to handle the things in my life is way more than it used to be. It's so high. It's much higher than it used to be because I've built myself. Reliance and my self-confidence has been built throughout the years. It wasn't always this way. But my goal is to show the world, to show you, to show whoever wants to watch that you can rely on what it is you want to do in your life. If you rely on yourself, you can rely on your dreams. You can rely on what you want to accomplish. I want to rely on what I want to do in my life. So just know that building your self-confidence, building your self-reliance, building your self-esteem, all of that really is going to start and end with you, hence the word self. You can do this. You got this. You will overcome. And just take stock of who you are. Take stock of what you've been through in your life. You would be shocked at the amount of things that you have overcome in your life. And because you have overcome those things in your life, you have now the tools, the know-how, everything you need to overcome the current situation you're in or the ones that will come later. So take stock, know who you are, and build on that. Thank you guys for spending this time with me. Love you so much. This is Nina Perez. This is Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. Until next time.
Broadcast is brought to you by WinCheck Studios. We are an all-in-one educational platform for podcasters that revolutionizes how hosts leverage content to increase engagement with listeners, downloads, and income. We come together to focus on community, collaboration, and collective impact. For more information on how you can interact directly with our hosts, access exclusive live content with offers you can't get anywhere else from our official partners, join our purpose-driven community by visiting www.winject.com. If you're ready to build a career doing what you love, then we're ready to see you there.